If you could open your Bible, please, to the book of John. We'll be in John tonight, John chapter 15. And just real quick here before I start, this Saturday we'll be having a teen activity for all the teenagers from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be having a barbecue here, and we're having a special speaker as well, so I'm excited for that. It's going to be this Saturday from 5:30 p.m. To 8 p.m. It's completely free, so you don't need to worry about anything, okay? Just be here, bring your friends. And Bethel, do you work Saturday? You work already? Okay. All right, if you don't work, be here, okay, Bethel? I would like to see you here. But yes, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And John chapter 15... we'll be reading verses 3 through 5, John chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. And I want to thank everyone here at Vision Baptist Church as well for your faithfulness. We had a great day on Sunday. I saw a lot of new people, and I had a great time preaching as well. And just thank you for your faithfulness coming Sunday, and some of you as well going out and soul winning, knocking on doors, inviting people to church. And others that just work in the classes, in the classrooms with the kids, thank you for your faithfulness. Coming Sundays, Wednesdays, I know you're busy, you get tired, but I really thank you for that. And that's a huge blessing for me to see as well. But John chapter 15, we'll be reading from verses 3 through 5. The Bible says this: "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this precious opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to be in your house tonight, Lord, to be able to worship you, Lord, freely, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds to the preaching of your word tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this message would be a blessing to someone in here like it has been to me, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you remove any distractions. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is a very important and powerful passage here in John chapter 15. Verses 3 through 5, we see there that in verse 4, the Bible says, "Abide in me," this is Jesus speaking, "abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." So how do we abide in Christ? To think about that for a bit. How do we abide in Christ? That word abide can mean to stick to, okay? Stick out, endure, all right? When it's saying as a, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, say, you know, as a Christian, you're going to always be on top of the clouds. Everything's going to be beautiful. But it's not like that all the time. It's not. You have your lows sometimes. We go through trials as well, failures. Okay, we're still human. Just because we're saved doesn't mean we won't have failures in our life. We all go through failures. Like I said, trials. Walking with God, okay, it's not always easy. It can be tough sometimes. That's why that word, he has that word abide in there, okay, to endure. All right. And so how do we abide in Christ? How do we endure? How do we stay close to him? The answer is very simple, actually. It's read your Bible, go to church, and pray. All right? Read your Bible, go to church, and pray. And you know, sometimes the answer can be very simple, right? Read your Bible, go to church, and pray. Even though it sounds so simple, it could be tough sometimes. You know, you wake up, I don't know what's the first thing you do. I would wake up, and the first thing I would do is look at my phone. All right, that's a horrible habit. I had to cut that out of my life. And a lot of people do that. They'll wake up, they'll go to the restroom, look at their phone. That's the first thing they do. And you wake up, you get ready for work. If you have to work in the morning, right? You go to work, you come back home, and there's things to do at the house. You get kind of busy, you're tired already, right? You do whatever you have to do at your house, and then then you sit down and you want to watch a little bit of TV or just be on social media and waste time. And then you see that the day has gone by. It goes by fast, right? And then you're tired at the end of the night and you just go straight to sleep. And it's easy to live that kind of lifestyle, especially in the world we live in today. There's so much distractions, so many things going on. But we ought to make sure, okay, that we make time to read the Word of God. And I'll be honest, it could take some time, especially if you have some horrible habits, right? To wake up every morning and read your Bible and pray. That's what I've been doing over the years. I wake up, if I have to use I'll use the restroom. I go back in my room, I read my Bible, pray. I do it in the morning and at night. And it's not easy, folks. It's not easy all the time to do that. If I'm honest, there's some days where I don't want to read my Bible. I just want to stay sleeping in. But I have to get up. I have to get up. I need to remind myself that I need to abide in Christ. I need to stick it out. I need to endure. Okay? Because the world, the devil, my flesh wants to push me away from the things of God. Okay? It wants to push me away from the Word of God. Okay? From church. It wants to push me away from church. All right? So it's always up to you. It's always up to you. It's not up to your parents, all right? If you're older, you don't have parents. It's not up to your wife, your husband. It's up to you. You need to make that decision. But the answer could be so simple. Read your Bible and go to church. Work for the Lord, okay? I remember I heard a story of Bobby Robertson, a great preacher, pastor. The Lord used him greatly. He had a huge church. And they asked Pastor Bobby Robertson, one of his students asked him, Brother Robertson, how is it that you have this huge church? How did you build this great work for God? And the answer, he gave him a simple answer. He said, die to self and walk with God. Die to self and walk with God. And folks, sometimes the answer can be so simple, right? Read your Bible, pray, go to church. But you just have to work at it. You have to work at it. Some of you today, I'll put myself in your shoes. I came out, I worked all day, right? All morning. I've been up since 5:30. And I got home. I took a quick shower. And I came straight to church. All right? And I am tired right now. But I want to be here tonight. And I'm glad I'm here tonight. I know you as well. A lot of you work today. And now you're here in church. It takes work. You have to work at it. You got to keep working at it. We need to stay close to God. We need to be abiding in Christ. Okay? I'll give you an example. Your phone. Everyone has one of these things. Okay? This is a smartphone. All right? In order for this to work. Okay? It needs to be charged. Okay? If you want to use the apps. Whatever you use, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, okay, or YouTube, I don't know what you use, Google Maps, it needs to be charged. It won't work if it's not charged, okay? Over time, when you're using it, the battery's going low, it's going down, okay? So you have to charge it, all right? Same thing as a Christian, okay? You're working for the Lord, all right? You're going to church, okay? You're trying to live a holy life. You won't be able to do that if you don't abide in Christ. That's not how it works. And I've experienced that myself as well. I work in the ministry. Back in Bible college, I remember we were always busy. School, work, school, work, school, work. On the weekends, Saturday, soul winning. And then sometimes I will have to go to work or do a bunch of homework. Sunday, ministry all day on Sunday and church. And I would just get tired. And I would start noticing if I didn't really spend enough time in the Word of God, I wasn't motivated to do the work of God. And that happens the same thing to us, okay? The same thing happens to us. This phone won't work if you don't charge it. You need to make sure that you're plugged into the Word of God as well. Amen. If you're not plugged in, okay, you're not going to want to come to church, all right? You're not going to want to serve in church. That happens a lot. And over time, what happens? People just leave the church. They get out of church. All because you didn't take some time to plug yourself in to the Word of God. And when you charge your phone, right, you can use whatever it was designed to be used for. Okay, we can use the internet here, like I said, different apps. The same thing, God, okay, has a plan for you. All right, He's designed something just specifically just for you. But if you can't abide in Him, okay, be in the Word of God, pray, be faithful to church, He won't be able to use you for what He has planned. All right, and you say, what do you mean by that, Brother Carl? There's fruits. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. The Bible says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit. Just how a cell phone, a smartphone, was designed to be used for the internet to call people, it won't work if it's not charged. Just as you were designed to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? If you're in here tonight and you trusted Christ as your Savior, you are a child of God, according to the Bible. If you are not a child of God, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You cannot go to heaven because according to the Bible, you are a sinner. But in John 3:16, He says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life in heaven. Okay? But if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are now a child of God. All right? And your purpose is to now live for Him. Okay? And if you stay plugged in to Him, and how do we do that again? By reading your Bible, going to church, amen, faithfully, serving. All right? If you don't stay plugged in, all right, to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be able to produce the fruits that we just read here in Galatians chapter 5. One of the fruits is joy, okay? I don't know about you, but when I'm constantly reading the Word of God and praying, I have joy in me. I just feel fulfilled. And a lot of times, things aren't going my way, but I just got joy in my heart. I'm happy, amen? I'm enjoying life. All right, lots of Christians lose their joy simply because they don't plug in themselves. They don't read their Bible. They don't pray. And that it happens all the time. Watch, try it. Try it. Some of you, right, and I don't know who it is. I don't know your life, right? Some of you don't have joy simply because you don't read your Bible. You don't pray. You can't have that fruit of the Spirit, which is joy, if you don't plug in yourself into the Word of God. Amen? There's other things as well. Peace. The Bible says peace. That's another fruit of the Spirit. Peace with the brethren in church. Amen. Peace is very important. Amen. All right. I've been to churches. I the Lord's given me the privilege to go to different churches around the country. And I've seen and heard things, you know, in the church. People, they don't like each other. Oh, I don't like this guy. I don't like this lady. Right? But you ought to be in peace with each other.
That's right.
All right? Like Mr. Mendez just prayed right now, right? That we would be together, all right, in unity. The Bible talks about unity as well, all right? You won't be able to have peace with others if you're not constantly connecting yourself to the Word of God. Because that's what the Word of God does. That's what going to church does. God speaks to you through the Word of God. When the preacher's preaching, God speaks to you at church. And if you don't have that, you're gonna have problems here at the church. You're gonna be those people that are constantly, they're going to different churches, and you're not solving anything, folks. What you need to solve is yourself, and get into the Word of God and find that peace. I remember back in Bible college, I've never had any problems with anybody. I was always, you know, cool with all the guys there at the college, and I remember we were playing soccer one night. And it was a really good game, and I got really, really mad. And some guy pushed me first, right? And I wasn't even close to him at all. I just walked up to him, He wasn't even looking at me, and from his back, I pushed him hard, right? You say, well, that's Bible college, you know, shouldn't be acting like that. But the thing is, folks, there's so many things that happen in Bible college, we're still human. And I remember I pushed him, and I was so mad, so heated, right? And the crowd, all the other college students, the crowd, everybody was going crazy. I guess everyone wanted to see a fight. I don't know what was going on. But after the soccer game, I felt really bad. And I want to go apologize to this young man, even though he had started it. Amen. Look, let me tell you something. Some of you will hold grudges with somebody in the church, right? And you said, well, they started it. Well, be the bigger man. Amen. Be an adult. It doesn't matter who started it. You just go, if you did something, if you offended someone, you just go and apologize. Amen. Be the bigger man. Amen. And I went to him and I apologized, even though he started it. He pushed me first, but still I wanted to apologize. And I wanted to be at peace with him. Be at peace. You won't be able to be at peace here at church if you're having problems with different brethren here at the church. With family members, that's another big one, all right? Maybe you say, well, I got family members that are not saved. Well, you still be at peace with them. Be an example to them. You are the Christian. You're the one that proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ, right? You be at peace with them, all right? And so many other things, right? You won't have any that many worries. You won't have to worry a lot, all right? Peace in your own family with your wife, all right? Relationships with your own brothers and sisters, right? A lot of times we're very easy to blame somebody else, right? Somebody else in the family. You just make sure you're right with the Lord, that you're reading the Word of God, and that you're trying to do the right thing, and the Lord's just going to bless it. The Lord's just going to bless it. Another fruit is patience. The Bible talks about being patient. Patient with one another. Amen? I've been working in the bus ministry for about, let me see now. I like to say 5 years. And the bus ministry, that's one of the toughest ministries in the church, I believe. It's tough. You got to deal with all sorts of kids, right? You know, sometimes there's really bad kids. I've had kids where they cuss me out. I've had kids where they talk back to me. And I just need to be patient sometimes. I need to be patient. I thank God I've never lashed out on a bus kid before. And it's been 5 years already in the bus route, in college and just working at churches. And I thank God for that. I've never lashed out at a kid. I've seen bus workers, okay, lash out at teens because they don't listen. Right? And that's not good. You know, you don't want to raise your voice at a bus kid. But I thank God for that. Patience is very important. Right now, how I was saying right now, I am very impatient. I'm the type of person, I want to know the answer now. I want to know now. I don't know why I'm like that. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I just want it now, now, now. I'm tired of waiting. And like I said before, I know God is doing that on purpose. Because he wants me to learn how to be patient. Amen. All right? We ought to be patient when we're praying for something. Sometimes it looks like God isn't doing anything, okay? And I've experienced this a lot. I've seen this with friends as well. They'll share their testimonies with me. Sometimes you're praying for something, okay? You're waiting for something, and you just think, man, God's not in this. He's not doing anything. But the reality is, okay, in the background, God is doing something great. He's working. You just don't see it. But you just have to be patient. Patient. Keep being faithful. Keep being faithful. Abiding in Him. Reading the Word of God. Going to church. Serving Him faithfully. And you know what? Over time, the Lord's just going to open the doors when the time is right. But you just have to be patient. Work at it. Patient. Another big one, love. I think it's one of the most important ones. One of the most important fruit of the Spirit here. You will not have love if you do not stay connected to the Word of God. Okay? Especially if you're the type of people where you don't like to be around anyone, right? You're a little bit more introverted, maybe, right? You don't really care if you're hanging out with people. I'm usually like that. I'm very introverted. I don't like being around people, but I still work at it. And I've noticed as I stay closer to the Lord, I just love ministering and talking to people. But if you don't read your Bible, folks, okay, you don't put it a priority, you just push it aside, you don't even bother, oh, church, oh, I'm tired, I'm not going to church today, I'm not going to pray today. You're not going to have love for people, all right? Love is extremely important. When churches start losing this fruit of the Spirit, love, what happens to those churches? Someone just say it out loud. They die. They close down. So imagine that. Imagine Vision Baptist Church closing down because people didn't have love. That's sad, folks. I wouldn't want that happening here. Love is extremely important. And the only way we will produce that fruit is by abiding in Christ, sticking to Him, enduring with Him. Okay? And that word enduring, the reason why it could also mean enduring is because God sometimes is going to have to clean you up. All right? And it's going to hurt. And you're not going to like it. But God is working on you. He's working on you. You just have to abide in Him. It was Jesus who had a love for dying sinners. Okay? John 3:16, I just said it a few minutes ago. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, the Bible says, whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a great example from God. Amen? If He was able to send His only begotten Son to this world to die on the cross for our sins, why can't we go to Him through prayer, through reading the Word of God, to church, so we can get some of His love, okay? Grow that spiritual fruit in us, and go out and tell someone else about Him. In my home church, it was Pastor Leonardo Mercado that started my home church, the Evangelical Baptist Church. Mr. Mendez, you would probably know more about this. But he's the one, out of love, the Lord sent him there. And he had a love for lost souls. He started that church there. Later on, he passed, and his son, Dick Mercado, took the church. Okay, and I know Mr. Mendez, he will know more. Mr. Mendez was a deacon there, and they were doing great. I was never there, I just heard. They had a lot of people there. How much were you averaging on Sunday, Mr. Mendez? Yeah, amen. And I've heard more. I've heard that their bus routes, they were packing them out with hundreds of kids. Wow, amen. Oh, wow. Imagine that, folks. 1,000 bus kids. See, that's a blessing. See, I like to hear those stories, but I would like to see that again. And that won't happen, folks, if we don't have love for this neighborhood, for this community, right? If you don't have love for the lost souls, that's not going to happen. I've been praying. I even have it in my prayer book. I want God to grow my love for lost souls, to fire me up for soul winning. I pray for that every night. Not every day, I don't want to go soul winning every Saturday. That's just how it is. Sometimes I just want to stay home and sleep. I don't want to go out soul winning. I don't want to go visiting the bus kids, but I know I have to. And I pray every day, Lord, give me strength to go out and soul win. Give me strength to go out and visit the bus kids. And the only thing that keeps me fired up to keep going faithfully is this, folks. It's the Word of God. Okay? And that's the only thing for you as well that's going to give you love for lost souls is the Word of God. Just remember that Christian or whoever God put in your path to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody had love for you. Okay? Your soul was going to hell. You were going straight. And let me tell you something, folks. Hell is a real place. All right? I always, when I go out soul winning, I'll talk to a young man, a young lady, and I tell them, I know you don't think about dying. I honestly don't think about dying either. I'm 24 years old. I'm pretty healthy. I don't think about dying. Right? But the reality is that one day we are all going to die. Okay? And you either go to heaven or hell. And if you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, you're going straight to hell. Then that's just according to the Bible. But it all started with love, folks. It all started with love. If you don't have that, you won't be able to produce works for God. You won't have that desire to be in church. You won't love the people at church. It all starts with love. Now, let me ask you this, and I'll finish with this. I don't want to take too long tonight. Have you been plugged in lately? Have you been reading the Word of God and praying and meditating in the Word of God lately? Like I said, there's so many distractions. So many distractions. Your phone, that's a big distraction. See, that's the reason why churches, they're not doing as good as they used to. There's so many distractions. But Jesus already predicted this. In the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. And that's already happening, folks. And when I read that, I always tell myself, man, I want to make sure that I'm not part of that falling away group. I want to make sure that I'm still faithful, living for the Lord, going to church, serving Him, going out soul winning. In the last days, there's going to be a falling away, folks. I encourage you to not be part of that group. Amen. Don't stop reading your Bible. Don't stop praying. Don't stop going to church. Be faithful to reading the Word of God. Be faithful going to church. Have you been plugged in lately? If not, today is a great day to start that. Maybe start a little bit. Reading your Bible for about 5 minutes. Start small. You don't want to start too big because then you won't stick to it. Just start small, growing little by little by little. One of my favorite preachers, Kevin Wynn, he's a missionary out in Mexico. He doesn't brag about this or anything, but he reads, and this is just his personal time with the Lord. He says he reads 25 chapters every day. See, for me, that's crazy. That's just his personal walk with the Lord. Okay? That's a lot. Okay? Apart from that, he reads more. Okay? That's just his own walk with God. 25 chapters a day. For me, I hear that. And he runs, and he's a busy man. I don't know how he does it. Okay? He has 20,000 in attendance. The Lord's using him greatly. He has more than 200 baptisms every day. It's crazy. And every day he has a problem in his church. His bus routes, he has hundreds of buses. So every Sunday there's always the drug cartel and they rob a bus of kids. It's crazy. I'm just like, man, this man is he's a faithful man of God. Like, I would like to be like that one day. Just faithful, faithful, working for the Lord, working for the Lord. Have you been plugged in lately? That's my question for you tonight. If you have not, maybe today's the day where you start doing that. Amen. Maybe you need to make a decision for yourself. You know what? I've been reading my Bible. That's good. I've been praying. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. But maybe you need to say, you know what? I need to start being faithful to church more. Maybe I ought to start praying that the Lord would provide for me a better job where I could be faithful Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights. Amen. And then go even bigger, beyond that. Not only do I want to read my Bible every day and pray, not only do I want to be faithful Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, but I should, and now I think it's time for me to have more love and go out soul winning. Amen. Soul winning. That in a lot of churches, that's dying out. Why? Because the love is dying out. People don't want to go out. They think that's old fashioned. Oh, going knocking on people's doors, telling them about Christ. We don't do that. That's a Mormon thing. No, folks. Jesus wants us to go out and preach the gospel. That's a commandment from Him. Straight from Him. Words aren't read. Amen. I'm glad for that. And you even know that is Jesus talking. And we make all these excuses. No, the problem is we just don't have enough love. Amen. And you need to make sure, you know what? I need to stay plugged into the Word of God. I need to pray. I need to set myself goals. Okay. Goals so that I can go bigger, better, and beyond for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes for a word of prayer. Mr. Mendez.